for generations of area residents. Names like the Golden Ballroom and the Rendezvous Room were associated with luxury entertainment. Croce says thousands of people used to swirl through the hotel every day. He says things aren't quite like that now, but he's getting there. That's why his next priority can sound unusual.
Because we're constrained by the amount of space that we have in that one kitchen, we plan to work now on a second commercial kitchen so that we can suitably, you know, do a great 600-700 people in the Golden Ballroom while we're doing 300 or 400 in the Terrace Room, and maybe we have another event down in Rendezvous for 200 or 250 people. We have the whole second floor, the mezzanine level, which you guys didn't even tour today, with the Georgian Room, the Oriental Room, and the Crystal Room.
The proprietor says right now, the Statler is more of a special events center, like the first anniversary party over the weekend and the upcoming Ice Ball for the new year. Regular restaurant service is a little in the future. He says one key was in the basic design from 9 decades ago, which still works.
We had to come up with a work plan so that we could, you know, satisfy the needs of the people who have multiple events here at the same time. And there are some weekends it gets pretty hairy around here. We have a lot of great staff and some great management, and they find a way to pull it all together. But it isn't simple, and it's a marvel what he built back in 1923. And to think that he multiplied this effort in a number of cities around the country, it's hard to think how one man could have had a handle on all these logistics, because there's so much to deal with.
At the same time, Croce says he deals with the social media instantly available to customers and potential customers.
We have an awful lot of Facebook followers, people that have been following the Renaissance of Statler, even from the time it was in bankruptcy all the way through our redevelopment. And we've got, between Rendezvous, the nightclub's page, and Statler City, we have over 25,000 fans, which is a pretty incredible amount in less than a year's time to grow a following that big.
He says the next stage is all those floors above the three working floors, floor after floor of abandoned hotel rooms, and abandoned offices, walls knocked down, the beginnings of renovation sitting growing dusty, floor after floor of possibility.
You've seen that the building has now been stabilized and is cash flowing and is turning a profit, and now we have to work on a redevelopment plan for the upper floors, which is going to be a mixed-use building, as we've discussed in the past. It's going to be a combination of commercial office, hotel, and high-end residential on the upper floors.
He says in some ways it's better that those floors are empty.
We have a unique opportunity because the building is, at this point, except for the operations that we've opened on the lower levels, it's vacant upstairs, so it gives us an opportunity to go up and do the work that we need to do, come up with a work plan, and actually remodel without having to work around other tenants or other occupants. You see other buildings where people talk about wanting to convert them and do different things, but when they're occupied, you can't necessarily do the same type of work when you have tenants to work around than when you have a blank slate.
One continuing problem is the building exterior, which suffers from all of those decades of the local winters and minimal maintenance and deteriorating terracotta decoration, some of which has fallen off over time.
The mayor is working with the state on, as far as some of the exterior stabilization, you know, when I agreed to purchase this property, I approached the mayor afterwards and made a commitment to what I would do with the first three levels and how much I would spend to bring the property back to life. After studying our plan and after a thorough vetting of what the property needed for survival, he had committed $5.3 million to help us with the exterior.
Croce says the Statler is a symbol of the Buffalo which was and which needs to be saved.
The bankruptcy court wasn't sure they were going to find a suitable buyer, someone that was willing to step up, take the risk, put the time and effort into redeveloping a business plan and finding a way to, you know, save and stabilize this building. So it's there's only so many great buildings. We've lost a lot of them over the years in the city. We almost lost Shays at one time. And again, a couple years ago, we almost lost this building. There was a lot of prominent people that were calling for the wrecking ball, thinking it couldn't be saved.
He says the 850,000-square-foot structure has towered over Niagara Square for nearly a century and will continue to do so.
We're proud of where we are today, and next year looks even more promising than this year.
Mike Desmond, WBFO News.